This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Vikings' offense sputtered again and lost at Seattle yesterday 26-0. Former Gopher quarterback Max Brosmer made his first NFL start and struggled. He went 19 for 30 for 126 yards and threw four interceptions. He says he thinks he knows why he was trying to process the game too fast.
When you have some really talented playmakers here with Justin and Jay and Jalen who seem like the fastest guys in the entire world, you feel sped up maybe, where I have to get this ball out fast to these guys because they're going to make the play. And in reality, you can take a breath for a second because they're going to get to the right spot at the right time, and trust in that they know the timing just as well as you do. And, you know, again, that's something that I'll learn from this moment and some of these plays today. And I'll go watch the film. These guys will watch the film, and we'll get better from today.
Brosmer says he and Coach Kevin O'Connell discussed the performance after the game.
We had a good conversation after the game, and that's something that I'll keep between us. We talk about how this team stays together, and that doesn't happen unless it's top down from Kwesi, from KO, the rest of the team. That's an emphasis from the top down, and I felt that talking with him after the game. And I'm always open to getting coached. I want hard coaching, and he does that well, but he also loves up on you and supports you when you need it.
Brosmer says he felt the support of his teammates during and after the game.
I think our locker room here is very, very special. The ability to stay together after a tough loss and tough plays, tough drives, is really hard to do in the NFL. It's hard to do in college, but in the NFL, it's really hard to do. And that's one of our team superpowers. And, you know, I felt their love. I felt their support. And they don't have to do that.
The Vikings are now 4-8 on the season. They'll host Washington on Sunday at noon at U.S. Bank Stadium. The Gopher women's basketball team is back in action tonight. They'll host Sanford for the first time ever. That game tips off at 7 o'clock at Williams Arena. For more Minnesota sports info, follow us on X at Minnesota Radio. This is MNN Sports.